ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 207. ఆనంద ప్రతిబింబ చుంబిత తనుః వృత్తిస్తమోజృంబిత స్యాదానందమయ ప్రియాది గుణకః స్వేష్టార్థలాభోదయః. పుణ్యస్యానుభవే విభాతి కృతినాం ఆనందరూపస్వయం భూత్వానందతి యత్ర సాధుతనుభృత్ మాత్ర ప్రయత్నం వినా. సో విత్ ది ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక, ది విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ టాపిక్ వాస్ కన్క్లూడెడ్ స్టార్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్లోక 184 అండ్ కన్క్లూడింగ్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ శ్లోక 206 విచ్ వి సా ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్. సో విత్ దిస్ ఫోర్ కోశాస్ ఆర్ కవర్డ్: అన్నమయ కోశ, ప్రాణమయ కోశ, మనోమయ కోశ అండ్ విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ. ఇన్ ది గ్రాండ్ టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ పంచకోశ వివేక విచ్ స్టార్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్లోక 149. ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ గివింగ్ దీస్ నంబర్స్ టు జస్ట్ ఓన్లీ రిఫ్రెష్ అవర్ సెల్స్. అండ్ పంచకోశ వివేక ఈస్ ది ఆన్సర్ టు వన్ ఆఫ్ ది 7 క్వశ్చన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది స్టూడెంట్. యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ తత్వబోధ ఓన్లీ, బట్ ఈచ్ కోశ ఈస్ వెరీ ఎలాబరేట్లీ డిస్కస్డ్. నౌ వి ఎంటర్ టు ది నెక్స్ట్ కోశ, ది 5th కోశ, నేమ్లీ ఆనందమయ కోశ. Starting from this shloka, shloka 207 to 209, three shlokas devoted for this topic of Anandamaya Kosha. In fact, by Anandamaya Kosha, what the Shastra means is, it is a state in which all our specific personalities, like the emotional personality, the physical personality, the intellectual personalities, they are all resolved. But they are not destroyed. They are all resolved. That is, they are all in potential form or in seed form or dormant form. And that itself, that form in which they are all resolved, that form, that itself is called by another kosha as the name, that is called Anandamaya Kosha. In fact, it is not a new personality at all, but one in which all other personalities are in dormant condition. The worries, etc., are still there. They are not gone. They are still there, but they are all in dormant condition. For example, if you are concentrating in the class, what happens to your worries at that time, your plans, whatever you want to do next? Immediately after the lecture, all of them come up, but during the class at least, if you are concentrating on the class, they are all suspended. So actually, some, we have noticed some people wait for the time, you know, 9:30 immediately. I look at the attendees list. The moment 9:30 or even 9:29, few seconds, immediately they log off. Because what happens? The moment that is done, to attend to other personalities, my physical personality, emotional personality, intellectual personality. Somebody might want to catch up with some office work, whatever it is. They want to just leave. Family, social, official, anything, whatever it is. So what happened to all the people between 8:30 to 9:30? If you say they were all there, then I am worried. If we really think that all those things were also there during this time, then you are not worried, but I am, you know, you are already worrying, but I will be worried. Whether you are listening to the class or not, I will be worried. And if you say they are gone, then there is a logical problem also. How can they come back after the lecture if they are gone? So they are not gone, they are in dormant condition, and they again come back and hit us after the class is over. So the very fact they come back, that indicates they are all there. And what is that condition? They are all in potential condition, in the dormant condition, in the seed form. That avyakta, that unmanifest personality, that is called karna shariram or anandamaya kosha. We are just trying to understand what anandamaya kosha. It is called anandamaya kosha because one is blissfully ignorant of those conditions. there is a happiness also, because samsara is not manifest during that time. Unmanifest samsara state is the ananda of ignorant people. This happens at different times. For example, even in the jagrat avastha, it happens when we are involved in something. We are doing some work with lot of involvement, and at that time we forget the worries and all other personalities, emotional, intellectual, everything. The fatherhood, motherhood, officerhood, chairmanhood, when all these different roles are forgotten in the jagrat avastha, in the waking stage, that is anandamaya kosha. In sleep, it is anandamaya kosha again. In pralaya, it is anandamaya kosha. If somebody is in coma, it is also anandamaya kosha. So whenever your personalities are dormant, it is anandamaya kosha. That is what is said here. Anandamaya syat. Anandamaya is that. What is that? That is the following. That's what is given here in the next lines. What is that? Vrittihi. Vrittihi means it is a mental state, an avastha in which ananda pratibimba chumbita tanuhu. The purnatvam of atma is reflected, that is experienced. Pratibimba means reflection. Ananda pratibimba means the reflection of ananda. Chumbitam, chumbitam means endowed with. Tanuhu means the of the nature of. So anandamaya is a state or vritti which is endowed with the reflection of atma ananda. And we will have a question then, why do we say reflection of atmananda? In the waking state, since I was identified with annamaya and all those koshas, pranamaya, manamaya, all those koshas, there was a division in the form of I, the experiencer, and the world, the experienced. It was a divided I. My purnatvam was suppressed by the superimposed division. What is the division? The observer observed division. And what happens in sleep? The false I is resolved, and the corresponding objective world, that also is resolved. And so the pramatru, pramana, prameya, triputi, all this we have seen earlier, this triputi or subject object duality, that is not there. Then what is there? When khanda is gone, then akhanda I, that alone is there, the undivided I, akhanda I. It does not have the fear of mortality at all. That undivided I doesn't talk about death, because division brings in what? Desha, space, and desha brings in kala, time. So desha, kala, all those parichinnas, they all come. Not only desha kala parichinna, comparison with other people. One is superior, another is inferior, there is jealousy, there is ragadvesha, hatred. But in sleep, all these are not there. And therefore, what is that state? Anandaha. That state, sleep state, is anandaha. But worry-free sleep does not come that easily. So what people do? Sleeping pills they take to drugs, they take to alcohol. All for what? To artificially remove the superimposed limitation in us. But the actual solution is what? Removing the limitation through wisdom is only the permanent solution. Artificial removal is not the solution. But it happens. So, ananda pratibimba chumbita tanuho. And how it is born? Tamo jrimbita. It is born out of ignorance, tamas. It is evident, it is dominant because of ignorance. Because during sleep, there is ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of my real nature during sleep. I don't know who I am. Other than ignorance, errors are missing actually. So ignorance of my real nature during sleep. And other than ignorance, there are other errors when in the wakeful state, but they are missing in sleep. And why we say tamojrumbita? Because during waking state, there is ignorance also. There is ignorance of the self in the waking state. There is ignorance of the self in the sleep, deep sleep state. But along with ignorance, there are errors in the waking state. What are those errors? I am father, I am mother, I am husband, I am wife. And which one is correct? according to Vedanta, none of them is correct. I am Brahman, that alone is correct. So in the waking state, two things are happening. I am Brahman, ignorance is there. That awareness is not there. I am father error is also there. But in sleep, I am father error is not there. Whereas I am Brahman, ignorance is there in sleep also. Therefore, tamo jrimpita. It is dominant. It is saturated with ignorance. Because errors do not occupy. Therefore, it is undivided kingdom of ignorance in sleep. In waking state, ignorance and error, both they rule, but in sleep, ignorance alone is the ruler. Syad anandamayaha priyadi gunakaha. He says that the ananda experienced, that has got gradation also in the form of priya, moda, pramoda. Based on the degree of absorption or degree of sleep, there is gradation. How do we understand the gradation? In sleep, we cannot differentiate them. We can understand them only in the light of the waking experience only. Gradation in happiness. How do we grade them? A model is given in the waking state itself here. And what is that model? Ishta darshanam, ishta grahanam, and ishta anubhavaha. They represent three grades of happiness. And the meaning for that is very straightforward. Ishta darshanam. When I see an object I like, I do window shopping, I like whatever some garment, whatever it is, I like it. There is an ananda. When you look at it, you are happy. So whatever you like when you look at it, ishta darshanam, there is a happiness. And then ishta grahanam, I buy that object, then it becomes mine. It is, for example, if you go to a hotel or somewhere and order a dish, the moment that dish is there listed, you are happy. And then you order it. They bring and keep it on your table. Then you are happy that you got it. Now it is yours. So some more ananda. And the greatest ananda is when ishta anubhava, when that dish is put in the mouth and experience, that is the highest ananda. So ishta darshanam, ishta grahanam, and ishta anubhavam. And the greatest ananda is in the ishta anubhava. The same degree is there in sleep also, depending on the depth of sleep. So priyadi gunakaha, consisting of priya, moda and pramoda. Priya, moda and pramoda, happy, happier and happiest states. So priyadi gunakaha, and it is actually bahuvrihi samasa. So priyadayaha gunaha yasesaha priyadi gunakaha. And here the word guna, that means gradation. And sveshtartha labhodayaha, which is greatly born out of these three events in life. Which are what? Which are the three events? Ishta darshanam, ishta grahanam, and ishta anubhavam. And he says it here, sva ishta artha, object desired by a person, sva, by any person, object desired, ishta artha, desired by the person, and labha, labha means the possession or grahanam of whatever object was desired. And we have to include actually the other two also, namely darshanam and anubhavam. So the false I is resolved, and so the sveshtartha darshana labha udayaha, actually born out of perception, possession and experience of objects desired by a person in the jagrat avastha, in the waking state. Then the next step is what? That is given in the next shloka. Punyasya anubhave, punyasya anubhave vibhati. What is the cause of the ishtartha darshanam, grahanam and anubhava? Normally we say it is our effort. Only we have to put forth the effort to see what we desire and also to experience what we desire. But what Shastra says is, our effort alone is not enough. It requires punyam also. If punyam is not there, many people, for example, they go to Amarnath, Kailash, all those places they go. Actually, when we went for our Kailash Yatra, about 50-51 people came with us together. We all went together. After reaching Manasarovara, then we are ready to now do the parikrama. And at that time, they disqualified nearly 27 people. 23 people only could do the parikrama. Even though they came all the way there, they still could not get the fulfillment of doing the parikrama. So there could be some, that the effort is there in their case, all right. But sometime, as we read in the newspapers, some members of their group, you know, they met with some tragedy and all that thing, some landslide, anything can happen. So Ishtartha Darshanam they wanted, but ended up in Anishtartha Darshanam only. So it requires Punyam also. And therefore Shankaracharya says, the manifestation or functioning Anandamaya Kosha greatly depends upon one's Punyam also. One's effort and one's Punyam both. So he says, Punyasya Anubhave Vibhati Abhivinakti. And when one is reaping the results of Punyam, by whom? Krithanam. Those who have done Punyam, the people who have done Punyam, Punyavans. So, Krithanam, Punyavanam, so Punyavatanam, Jananam. So, such people, for those who are blessed people, the Anandamaya Kosha is dominant in their lives because of the reaping of the results of their Punya. And how does Punya expresses itself? It provides the condition, as in the prayer, you know, Padram karne vishrunuyama devaha, padram pasye maksha biryajatraha. O Lord, make the environment such that I am surrounded by good things, all auspicious things, that I am in priya vritti or moda vritti or pramoda vritti. And therefore, these three vrittis, three states are dependent on punyam. Prabhati krithana. And then the next explanation is what? Sarvaha swayam ananda rupaha. In the anandamaya kosha, everyone becomes soaked in ananda. It's a flame of joy. It is not that they are experiencing ananda, but they have become one with ananda at that moment. So swayam ananda rupaha bhavati. They are steeped in ananda, soaked in ananda, saturated in ananda. For example, if you take a rasagulla, when you eat it as it is, it tastes extremely good. But when you really press it and squeeze it so hard and take out the syrup and eat the rest, whatever is that, it has no taste at all almost. So the syrup has become one with that medium. Similarly, every jiva becomes one with that thought, that vritti, ananda. So sarvaha ananda rupaha bhavati yatra. Yatra means anandamaya koshe, in the anandamaya kosha. And not only that, sadhu nandati. Everyone totally revels, nandati, revels that anandamaya kosha. It is not atmaswarupa ananda. We have to be careful here. It is not atmananda, which is purely a state of the mind. So actually, it is not, which will be discussed actually later. Atmananda we will talk about later. We are now discussing experiential ananda, which is a state of mind, purely a state of mind, which is conditional ananda, and therefore that conditional ananda or experiential ananda, as we have seen earlier, is subject to arrival and departure. That is the difference between anandamaya kosha and ananda atma. Atmananda is the fulfillment born out of owning up of one's own true nature. It is wisdom. It is not a momentary flash of experience. It has nothing to do with experience at all. It is purely wisdom. And here we are talking about experiential pleasure. So, nandati. Actually, many of us have heard our parents saying, if you laugh too much, it will end up in crying. People normally say, the children will fight ultimately and cry after laughing for a long time. So, experiential pleasure is invariably followed by experiential pain also. That is why we are not too much interested in anandamaya kosha also. Or if one is interested in anandamaya kosha, one should be prepared for the consequences. I will be happy now. Later, I may become sorrowful. So, sarvaha sadhu nandati. All of them, they totally revel. Which are all those people? Tanubhran matraha. Sarvaha. Actually, sarvaha should go with this Tanubhran matraha. Every human being. matraha. Matraha means indicates samanya. Does not mean, actually matra means only normally. Here it is, not, does not mean only, here it is samanya. Every human being, in general, without any exception, all of them. Because anandamaya kosha is available for everyone. So that is the thing. So even if one's life is a tragic life, at the time of sleep, even the worst beggar, he enjoys anandamaya kosha. If one has got more punyam, he or she will enjoy in sleep and often in jagradavastha also. While he is awake also, he will enjoy happiness due to his punyam. But invariably, at the time of sleep, everybody will have anandamaya. But everyone has got minimum sleep ananda, at least at the time of sleep. It is Lord's gift for everyone. That is why Shankaracharya, he uses the word tanubhrin matraha. Tanu means body. Tanubhrit means the embodied one, the holder of the body, the possessor of the body. Brit means possessor. Who is the possessor of the body? Every being is a possessor of his body. Actually, tanubhrit, that extends to all living beings, animals and also human beings, everybody. The animals also enjoy sleep. And for the sleep ananda, what effort is required to get ananda in sleep? What effort is required? In fact, dropping all effort, that is sleep. If I drop all effort, that is sleep. That's why Shankaracharya says, prayatnam vina. Effortlessly, without any prayatnam, naturally, instinctively, regularly, every living being, yatra. Yatra means in the anandamaya kosha, they revel, becoming one with ananda. And this is anandamaya kosha. Shloka 208. आनंदमय कोशस्य सुषुप्तौ स्फूर्तिरुत्कटा स्वप्न जागरयोरीषत इष्ट संदर्शनाधिना. सो ही गिव्स एडिशनल इन्फॉर्मेशन रिगार्डिंग दि आनंदमय कोश हियर. आनंदमय कोश इज जनरली डॉमिनेंट इन सुषुप्ति. दैट्स व्हाट वी सेड अर्लियर बिकॉज देर आर नो एरर्स ओनली इग्नोरेंस. So, when all the other koshas have suspended their functions, because in sleep, all the other koshas, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, they all are suspended. Only anandamaya kosha alone is there, that is dominant. So, the annamaya kosha is what? The physical body. It is almost like a dead body when somebody is in deep sleep. We do not deliberately use this body. And whatever minimum activities go on, they are all instinctive, like breathing, blood circulation, they are all instinctive, just happening. They are all inherent actions. Similarly, pranamaya kosha also, deliberate actions are not there. Emotions, buddhi definitely is not functioning, even when we are awake. In sleep, never. Suspended. So, that is, all other koshas are suspended. Therefore, what is dominant? Anandamaya kosha. And Shankaracharya says, generally, the anandamaya kosasya spurtihi. Spurtihi means the manifestation of anandamaya kosha, that is sushaptau utkata. It is prominent, is pronounced in sushupti. Why? Because other koshas have suspended their activity. Annamaya, manomaya, pranamaya, vijnanamaya. They all have suspended their activity. Like for example, a candle flame. It is kept outside during the bright daytime. Even though the candle flame, you know, it sheds light, but there is no utkatatvam. It is not prominent. It is not overpowered because it is overpowered by the sunlight, bright sunlight. But as the sun sets in the evening and in pitch dark, maybe in the midnight, the flame alone will be seen. Similarly, in that anandamaya kosha's dominance is noticed when? In sushupti. Whereas in Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha, it is there, but it is not so dominant. Therefore, Swapna Jagarayoho, in the Swapnavastha and in Jagradavastas, Ishat Spurtihi, a little bit, less pronounced. Ishat means Alpa, little bit. It's an indeclinable word. So, Ishat Spurtihi Bhavati. It is just actually a passing, it's a casual, it's a non-pronounced manifestation. And when it happens, actually, ishta sandarshanadina, when one sees a desired object, ishtam, desired object or person, it gets, or when one experiences a desired object at that time. So, ishta sandarshanam, adi, adi means ishta grahanam, ishta anubhavam, all those things together. And why do we say ishta anubhava is anandamaya kosha? Because when we enjoy a pleasure, during the moment of enjoyment, temporarily all our emotions are suspended, our worries etc. are not there. And that is why one says, I laughed forgetting all my worries. I was happy. It seems, Charlie Chaplin, it seems, there's a comedian. He says his life was, it seems there was a tragedy. His life was a tragedy, it looks. So, at least during the 30 minutes to 1 hour, whatever it is, let everyone forget that worries and laugh. That's what he said. So, the worries are not gone, but are suspended. They are temporarily forgotten. Manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, they are all suspended. Even the body awareness, like for example sickness, at the moment of joy, one forgets annamaya also, the body also during the moment of joy. Not only that, during that moment, since one has forgotten all koshas, one has forgotten the ahankara also, the individuality. So even that is forgotten. So that is why, you know, even if one's life is a tragic life, at the time of sleep, even the worst beggar enjoys anandamaya kosha. So, this is what is. So, the subject-object division, they are all temporarily forgotten. And therefore, every ananda is nirvikalpaka anubhavaha. We call it nirvikalpaka anubhavaha. Or nirvikalpa samadhi. If at all a yogi, he enjoys ananda, it is only that temporary nirvikalpaka samadhi, and the Lord gives the nirvikalpaka samadhi to everyone when? During the moment of joy. And that is why during moment of joy, we embrace each other, we hug each other, because we don't have the subject-object division also. So, sushupti, ananda and samadhi are all nirvikalpaka anubhavas. And all these anubhava give uniform experience of ananda. Whereas Vedanta is not interested in nirvikalpaka anubhava at all. But Vedanta is interested in nirvikalpaka jnanam, not in nirvikalpaka anubhava. Why? Because nirvikalpaka anubhava is conditional. It will come and it will go. Even the samadhi, when somebody is in somebody in samadhi state, that is also subjected to arrival and departure. Whereas when I know my nature is nirvikalpaka, the perception of duality does not disturb my nirvikalpaka swarupam. Because my nirvikalpaka swarupam is what? Is satyam. The savikalpaka anubhava is mithya. Conditional, experiential pleasures, they are all mithya. Once we know this, the savikalpaka anubhava cannot disturb my nirvikalpaka swarupam. That is advaita jnanam. Just like what? The sunrise does not disturb the knowledge that sun does not rise. We see sunrise every day. But that experience of sunrise does not disturb my knowledge that sun never raises. Then the question is what? Once savikalpaka anubhava does not disturb me, then why should I work for nirvikalpaka at all? Because savikalpaka doesn't disturb me at all. Why should I work for that? Let savikalpaka anubhava, let that itself continue. Why should I worry about nirvikalpaka samadhi at all? No, that anubhava at all, no need. But Vedanta says, even one is in savikalpaka, one is nirvikalpaka all the time. This is the difference between yoga and Vedanta. Vedanta says you are nirvikalpaka swarupa all the time, only you don't know it. Yoga works for nirvikalpaka anubhava and Vedanta works for nirvikalpaka jnanam. What type of nirvikalpaka jnanam it is? It is a jnanam which will not be disturbed by savikalpaka anubhava. Samadhi, all those things, they are all working for nirvikalpaka anubhava. But our goal is not nirvikalpaka anubhava. Our goal is nirvikalpaka jnanam. And that also in what avastha, what state? Jagrat avastha, supna avastha, sushupti. We want that in jagrat avastha. So, nirvikalpaka jnanam in savikalpaka avastha is the aim of Vedanta. Jagrat avastha is savikalpaka avastha. So, in that state, we want to have nirvikalpaka jnanam. That is the aim of Vedanta that can be accomplished only by knowledge. So, here we are talking about the ananda obtaining in nirvikalpaka anubhava. That is the topic here. Therefore, he says, Swapna jagarayoho, in the dream and waking states, ishate, there is a passing dominance with anandamaya kosha. Because of what? Because of momentary experience of ishta, darshana, grahana, anubhavaha. Because of all that, I have that momentary pleasure, experiential pleasure. Shloka 209.
नैवायमानन्दमयपरात्मा सोपाधिकत्वात् प्रकृतेर्विकारात् कार्यत्वहेतोः सुकृतक्रियाः क्रियायाः विकारसङ्घातसमाहितत्वात्.
हियर् दि आचार्य ही टाक्स् अबौट् दिस् आनन्दमयकोश आर् दिस् एक्स्पीरियन्शियल् प्लेशर् इस् आल्सो नाट् आत्मा. Is negating because of the following reasons. He gives so many reasons. It's a very important shloka where we differentiate experiential pleasure from Atma Swarupa. So he says, I am Anandamayaha Paratma Naiva Bhavati. This Anandamaya is also never Paratma. I am Anandamayaha, this Anandamaya is also never Paratma. Paratma naiva bhavati. The real Paratma is the real Atma. And what are the reasons? The first reason he gives is sopadikatvat. Sopadikatvat. Because it is a conditional pleasure. Because we said it is ishta darshana grahana anubhava. You get that pleasure only when you see what you desire to see. Only when you have, when you possess what you desire to have. Only when you enjoy what you decide to enjoy. So it is conditional. All of them are conditional. There may be rain or there can be power loss. There can be anything that may obstruct your pleasure. So it is conditional. And if it is ananda through sushupti, the sushupti also is conditional. In the deep sleep, that ananda also is conditional. Because according to Shastra, the sleep also depends on your prarabdha. To be able to sleep at any time, that is punyam. There are a lot of people, the moment the head touches the pillow, it doesn't even touch a pillow, they sit after taking lunch and sit on the sofa, the next second you hear all their snoring. Punyavans. Only you should, only thing is, they are all punyavans, that is true, but only that sleep should not come during the webinars. Then how will be putting everybody to sleep? And samadhi also is conditional. Because samadhi janya anandaha. The Shastras that grade it also, like, but you know, for every Brahmavit is one thing, Brahmavit Varaha is another one, Variyan, Varishtaha, they are all so many grades. And say, and they all, the Shastras say, Prarabdha also has got a contribution in all these. So, Samadhi also depends on various conditions. So, Sopadikatvat, experiential pleasure, being conditional, that is the experiential pleasure. And then what? The second reason is prakritir vikarat. Because it is a modification of matter, prakriti. Because experiential pleasure is a state of mind. And mind being prakriti, matter. We know why mind is a matter. In Tattvabodha, this all we have seen them all clearly. From Tattvabodha, we know maya, the prakriti. Of all the five subtle elements were born. All the five elements were born from Maya, which is Prakriti. And from the sattva guna of all the five subtle elements, the substance called mind is born. So, mind is subtle matter. Prakriti vikaraha. So, prakriter vikarat. Since it is a modification of prakriti, we cannot keep the mind in the same state all the time. For example, we cannot keep the mind thoughtlessly all the time. In yoga shastras, they talk about five different types of thoughts and five different kinds of mind. They call it kshiptam, moodham, vimoodham, ekagram, niruddham. So, pancha avastaha, all of them. Samadhi is called in the technical language, in the yoga shastra, in the technical language, it is called niruddha avastha. The mind is suspended from producing thoughts in that avastha. Mind doesn't produce any more thoughts. Now, how can you make the mind thoughtless in the first place? Very difficult. And even if you do that, how can you keep it in thoughtless state also? Maybe a few minutes, maybe somebody may be hours, maybe a day, whatever it is. But how long? Because prarabdha has to activate the mind. What is prarabdha's job? That is to make your mind contact the external world to experience pleasures and pains, sukham and dukkham, driven by prarabdha. Not only that, if that is again punya papas. So not only that, if one has experienced a thoughtless state, then even one thought, if it comes, that will become a problem. Because he is so used to thoughtless state, he cannot deal with even one thought. Because when a white cloth is spotlessly clean, for example, you take a white cloth, very clean, one small black dot will be so glaringly seen in that. So when thoughtlessness is experienced, then even our duties will become a nightmare. Even thinking of God will become a nightmare, because that also involves thought. So it is impossible to keep the mind thoughtless or sattvic all the time. That is why Krishna said actually in the 14th chapter, Krishna said actually the prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava na dveshti sampravrittani na nivrittani kankshati. So jnani is not one who has suspended the thoughts, but one who has objectively accept both the thoughtful and the thoughtless states. The jnani can accept both. So prakashancha means sattvic state, and pravrittincha, that means rajasic state, and mohamevacha, tamasic state. Na dveshti na kankshati. He doesn't hate them, he doesn't desire them either. Why? Because he has distanced himself from the states of mind. That's what the jnani did. Whereas a yogi is interested in a particular state of mind. Whereas jnani has distanced himself from the states of mind. So now can we see the difference? So Vedanta is a totally different subject matter. But many people, they get confused between yoga and Vedanta. And therefore he says, prakriter vikarat. Your experiential pleasure is only a state of mind. And so you cannot have it permanently. Whereas Atma is what? Ever changeless consciousness. So how can the changeless Atma be the changing state of mind? And the third reason is karyatva hetoho sukrita kriyayaha. The experiential pleasure, that is a product or consequence of what? That pleasure is a consequence of one's own punyam. It is not your nature, because by definition, nature is a consequence of something. What is the definition of nature? Nature is something which is natural. So nature is not a consequence of anything, it's natural. If something is a consequence of something, it should be incidental. For example, if you take the liquidity of water in natural room temperature, that is natural to water. Whereas if you want ice in room temperature, we need to freeze the water. It's a consequence of the process called freezing. So, as we have said earlier, what is effortless, that is natural. Similarly, experiential pleasure is consequence of something. Which thing? Sukritaha kriyayaha karyatva hetoho. Anandamaya kosha is the consequence of sukritaha kriyayaha, punya karmas. Therefore, sukritam, punya karmas. Therefore, experiential pleasure can never be natural to you. It is incidental. So, when the punya papa goes away, sleep also goes away. Or the objects of people who give you happiness, or the objects are people who are giving you happiness, they also go away. When the punya balance is gone, they are also gone. Therefore, all experiential pleasures are not oneself. So, don't depend on them. And the fourth reason is, vikara sanghata samahitatvat. Vikara sanghata samahitatvat. It is born out of an assemblage, sanghata, of vikarat. Here it is vritti vikarat. Vritti vikarat means all thought modifications. It is born out of an assemblage of vrittis. And what are the vrittis? Priya vritti, moda vritti, pramoda vritti. We already know this. Happy, happier, happiest. The assembly of these vrittis is called anandamaya. That is why in Taittiriya Upanishad, they are all based on, actually all these discussions are all based on Taittiriya Upanishad. Tasya priyame vashiraha, modo dakshina pakshaha, pramoda uttara pakshaha. So, vikara sangata samahitatvat, that is born out of an assembly. So, it has got a date of manufacture, born, that's a date of birth. And because there is a date of manufacture, there should be a date of expiry also. And because of all these reasons, what is the conclusion now? Anandamayaha paramat paratma na bhavati. First line. So, anandamaya kosha is also not atma. It is not you. You are of a different caliber. That's what Vedanta says. Continuing, sloka 2:10.
Pancha nam api kosha nam nishedhe yuktita shrutehe tan nishedhavati sakshi bodharupo vasishyate.
So, with the previous shloka, the Anandamaya Kosha topic was concluded. So, with this, all the five koshas have been talked about, which started from, as I said earlier, from shloka 154, Annamaya Kosha. Now, with this, all the pancha koshas are over. But what is our topic? Atma Anatma Vivekaha. That is our topic. The pancha koshas are Anatma. Now, our job is what? The revelation of Atma as distinct from the pancha koshas. And as the conscious principle, therefore, we are entering the Atma Swarupam topic now. Pancha Kosha Viveka is over. Now, Atma Swarupam topic we are entering from shloka 210 to 222. The Acharya says, Panchanam api koshanam nishedhe. Suppose, for example, a person, he negates all five koshas. Negation here means what? Separation. He separates all the five koshas using what? For example, yuktitaha shrutehe cha. With the help of logic, yukti, and shrutehe, shastras. So, using logic and shastra, if a person negates all the five koshas, we have seen these things earlier. So, mere logic alone will not lead us to anywhere. Also, mere shruti, shastra alone will not lead us anywhere. So, we have to remember the example. We need the mirror and our eyes to see the face. We went through this earlier. And nishedhe. Nishedhe means once a person separates or negates. And when we talk about consciousness, we have to remember consciousness. We already told about all the various things about consciousness. It is neither a part, it is neither a property, nor a product of the panchakoshas. But Atma is an independent entity, as revealed by the Shastra. What it says? Ananda Atma. That's what it says. So, the Upanishad has clearly negated. Shankaracharya, he looks at the supportive logic. So, we have different types of reasoning. For example, the main one being what? Drishya Vivekaha. It is one reasoning. Wherever, whatever I experience, whatever I experience, I am not that. I am the experiencer and I am not anything that I experience. This is called Drigdrishya Viveka. This Drigdrishya Viveka is called Yuktihi here. So, with the help of Shruti Pramana and Shruti Sammata Yukti Pramana, one has to do the negation. So, the Yukti also, logic should be supported in keeping with the Shruti, the Shastras. The negation itself has to be done actually in three stages. And the first stage of negation are Nisheda. Nisheda means negation. The first stage of negation is Anatma is not me. The first type of Nisheda. Why Anatma is not me? Because I am the experiencer and Anatma is experience and I am different from Anatma. I am the experiencer is different from the experience. And the second stage of negation is what? Anatma is not even related to me. I am different from Anatma. I am not even related to Anatma. It is not enough that I see Atma as different from Anatma. I should also know that it is not related to me at all. Because, for example, the house is different from me. The house where I live is different from me. I know. But still the condition of the house, something happens to the house that disturbs me. Why? Not that house is me, but that I look upon the house as mine. That is related to me. So, the first one is called Ahankara and the second one is called Mamakara. So, body is not me. That is Ahankara and Ahankara Nisheda, or this is called Tadatmya Adhyasa. And if body is not mine, is called Mamakara Nisheda, or it's called Samsarga Adhyasa. So I think we have seen these terms also earlier. Both to be negated. Now, how do we negate a relationship? By again seeing that I, the Atma, the consciousness, am Asanga Chaitanyam. We are familiar with the word Asanga. Asanga Chaitanyam. Free from all relationships. Therefore, first stage of negation is I am a drashta. I am a seer. Therefore, I am different from the body. And the second stage of negation is, I am asangaha. Therefore, I am not related to this body. To this body means are the panchakoshas, all of them. Or anatma, any of these things, they are all anatma. Therefore, anatma is not me and anatma is not related to me also. And then comes the final stage of nisheda, the most technical and most difficult negation. And what is that? Anatma is not as real as me. Just as the dream world is not as real as Waker. This is called Satyatva Nisheda. So, three types of Ahankara Nisheda, Mamakara Nisheda and Satyatva Nisheda. That is the final stage. And all these three negations, they put together, they are called Nisheda here in this shloka. And now in these shlokas, Shankaracharya, he does not bring all those aspects here. He only talks about Nisheda in a superficial way, in a cursory way. Shankaracharya, he will bring the elaboration of this Nisheda later. So, when Anatma is negated with the help of Shruti and Yukti, then what happens? Using logic and Shastras, when Anatma is negated, what happens? Bodha Rupaha Sakshi Avasishyate. When everything else is negated, who remains is the negator alone. All other things are negated. Then who remains? Only the negator alone remains. Because the negator will eternally remain a negator. If the negator has to be negated, what do we need? You require another negator to negate the negator and so on. Then why can't the negator negate himself? We can ask that question also. Why not the negator negate himself? It is never possible also. Therefore, Shankaracharya, he says, Nishedaha Avadihi, the remainder, the ultimate locus, Avadihi, which is the culmination of the negation, that remains, that the negator, he alone remains. And what is its nature? Bodha Rupaha, who is of the nature of awareness. Bodha means awareness. And you can never talk about the negation of awareness anytime. to talk about the absence of awareness, what do we need? Again, you need awareness. So, Bodharupaha is called Sakshi Chaitanyam or Atma Chaitanyam. And this will be avasishyate. This will alone remain. Bodharupaha avasishyate. What remains is pure consciousness as a noun and not as an adjective. Avasishyate remains. Means. And what is the consciousness? Tan nisheda avadihi, which is the culmination of the negation of everything. All others are negated. And what is that? The negator alone remains, who is unnegatable. He is called Nisheda Avadihi, who is called the Sakshi, the witness consciousness alone. That alone remains. Who is the culmination of negation? Who is the negator? Who cannot be negated? And who is of the nature of consciousness? That alone remains. This is the nutshell verse. Actually, it's called shloka. It's a sarabhuta shloka. They call it asyam vyakhyanam itah param. So this is the commentary of the shloka that alone is given here. So we will see further in shloka 211.
Yoyam atma swayam jyotihi panchakosha vilakshanah avastatraya sakshi san nirvikaro niranjanah sadanandasya vigneyah svatmatvena vipaschita.
So the nature of this sakshi, this witness, that is described in all these shlokas are very important, talking about Atma Swarupa. So I am panchakosha vilakshanah atma. I am this consciousness, which is the witness of all the panchakoshas, and therefore only it is different from the panchakoshas, because it is witness, so it should be different. It is called Atma, that which exists always. That is the definition of Atma. Yachasya santato bhavaha tasmat atmeti kirtyate. So this is what? This is called Atma. Because Echasya santato bhavaha, that which exists unnegatably in the form of the very negator. So that which ever exists, that is called Atma. And what is the proof for the existence of Atma? Consciousness does not require any proof. Because if consciousness has to be proven by someone else, how will that somebody prove that consciousness? By being conscious of the consciousness. How do we prove? So I have to prove consciousness by only saying that there is consciousness, because I am conscious of it. Therefore, consciousness is never proved by anyone. It need not be proved by anyone also. It is self-proved. It is self-evident. And therefore, it is called Swayam Jyotihi, self-evident. Because the ultimate prover, that should be unproved. Ultimate prover should not require any proof, will not be available for proving. So that proof consciousness, we say waterproof, fireproof, like proof consciousness. That is called Swayam Jyotihi. Swamiji uses this term, proof consciousness. That is called Swayam Jyotihi. And what does it do? Avastatraya Sakshi. It is the witness of all the three states of consciousness. In the Jagrat Avastha, there is the external world. The consciousness illumines that. In the Swapna Avastha, there is this internal world. Again, the consciousness illumines that. In Sushupti Avastha, there is neither external world nor internal world, and the consciousness illumines that also. So the external world and internal world, they come and go. But consciousness never comes and goes. So this non-arriving, non-departing witness of all the arriving and departing things, including time and space, that is called Sakshi. In Jagrat Avastha, we have one time and space. In Swapna Avastha, we have another time and space. In Sushupti, we have no time and space. Consciousness is the witness in all of them. Therefore, the witness consciousness must be beyond time and space. Because it is in the presence of time and space, it is in the absence of time and space, it is Therefore, it should be what? It should be beyond that. Sandrananda Swaroopa Swabodhatma Atmakam Anupamidam Kaladesha Avadibhyam Nirmuktam Narayanyam Slokas. It should be beyond the parameters of time and space. Avastatraya Sakshi San. That's what it is. And Nirvikaraha, being unconditioned by time and space. Whatever is within time and space is conditioned and therefore is influenced also. And what is the influence of time? It is vikaraha. Time is always understood only in terms of the rate of change of an object. When sun goes from one place to another, that movement is a measure of time. This is called spatial change. Or we can take its modifications. For example, scientists, they use the half-life period of change, which they use a standard to measure the time. So, influence of time is always in the form of either spatial change or natural change, change within one itself. And consciousness being uninfluenced by time, it has to be what? It has to be nirvikaraha, free from the six forms of modifications. If you remember Tattva Bodha, asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. It is in potential form. Asti, jayate, it is born, vardate, it grows, viparinamate, it changes, apakshiyate, decays, vinashyati, dies. So these are all the sixfold modifications of anything. So and then niranjanaha. Niranjanaha, anjana means any blemish. Any blemish or an impurity is called anjana. And niranjanaha means without any blemish. Consciousness without any blemish. It is pure. It is unpolluted. It is stainless. It is shuddha. And that's what I said as asangaha earlier. Therefore only body is not even related to me. And sadanandaha, what is the nature of that atma? Further, anandaha, anandaha means purnaha. It lacks nothing, free from all types of limitations, time-wise limitation, space-wise limitation, object-wise limitation, all of them. They are all not there, so it is purnaha. And purnatvam alone emotionally expresses in the form of ananda. To know I am Purnaha is to experience I am Anandaha. And whenever I am Dukhi, sorrowful, we have got the idea that I lack something. When I say I am a Dukhi, I am sorrowful, that means I lack something. Sorrow is emotional, but it is born out of an intellectual conclusion. Sorrow is emotional, all right, but it is born out of an intellectual conclusion. Regarding whom? Regarding myself only. And what is that intellectual conclusion? That about it's me. I don't have everything in life. I lack something. For some people, money is there, but love is not there. For some people, love is there, but there is no money or people to attend to them. If at all they are all there, children are not there. And if children are there, then children are not obedient children. Therefore, something or other is lacking. And that is called samsara. Therefore, sorrow is emotional, but the cause is intellectual. Cause for sorrow is intellectual. Self-conclusion of lacking something, that is the cause of sorrow. And what Vedanta does is, it does not directly attack one's emotional problem, it attacks one's intellectual conclusion. Emotional problem, it doesn't attack sorrow. It only attacks the intellectual conclusion that I lack something. The knowledge one gains is intellectual. And what is the knowledge? I don't lack anything. Aham Purnaha. But this Purnatvam, this knowledge, it expresses at the emotional level as Anandaha. This Purnatvam knowledge expresses at the emotional level. Nandati, Nandati, Nandatyeva. Vedanta Vakyeshu Sadaramantaha. Bhikshanna Matrena Cha Trushtimantaha. Ashokavantaha, Karunaikavantaha, Kaupinavantaha, Kalu Bhagyavantaha. They don't have even some good dress, with minimum dress like a Kaupinam. And food coming from somewhere, whatever food comes, whatever form. What is the vessel they also have? Amatrayantaha. So it is a small vessel which can be held పాణిద్వయే భోక్తుం అమత్రయంత. ఈజీలీ కెన్ బి హెప్ బిట్వీన్ ద పామ్స్ అండ్ ది స్టమక్, ది కెపాసిటీ ఆఫ్ ద స్టమక్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ వెరీ స్మాల్. దెన్ హౌ ఆర్ దే ఫుల్ అండ్ కంప్లీట్? హౌ దోస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ కంప్లీట్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ప్రాపర్ ఫుడ్, వితౌట్ ఎనీ పొసెషన్, వితౌట్ ఎనీ బ్యాంక్ బ్యాలెన్స్? సో ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ క్లియర్ దట్ ల్యాకింగ్ ఈస్ అ సెన్స్ అండ్ నాట్ ఎ ఫ్యాక్ట్. స్వామీజీ, ల్యాకింగ్ ఈస్ అ సెన్స్ అండ్ నాట్ ఎ ఫ్యాక్ట్, అండ్ బీయింగ్ ఎ సెన్స్ ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి రిమూవ్డ్. వేదాంత సేస్ దట్ ద సెన్స్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ లిమిటెడ్ ఈస్ నాన్ సెన్స్. వేదాంత సేస్ ద సెన్స్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ లిమిటెడ్ ఈస్ నాన్ సెన్స్. సో సదా ఆనంద. Once the sense of lacking is gone, I am always sada anandaha nandati nandati nandat eva. Iti saha vigneyaha, that atma has to be known with the help of Vedanta. How? Svatmatvena. Svatmatvena means as myself. Don't say myself, not myself, it is myself. Then when you say myself, then it becomes my possession. Then Atma will become possessed and I will become the possessor. But it should be one word, myself, meaning aham eva ityartha, only myself, aham asmi. So as long as I don't know Atma as I, there will be no ananda at all. This should be owned by whom? Vipaschita, by a discriminative person, subtle, intellectual person, qualified person, because a strong dehabhimana, body identification, is an obstacle for this knowledge. Therefore, by other religious sadhana, so many other karmakanda, so many rituals, we have to weaken the dehabhimana, body identification. Krishna actually tells in the 12th chapter of Gita, క్లేశోధికతరస్తేషాం అవ్యక్తాసక్త చేతసాం అవ్యక్తాహి గతిర్ దుఃఖం దేహవద్భిరవాప్యతే. సో ది ఇనీషియల్ ప్రాసెస్ ఇస్ వాట్? వీకనింగ్ ద దేహాభిమాన బై టేకింగ్ దిస్ బాడీ యాజ్ గాడ్స్ ప్రాపర్టీ. దట్ ఈస్ వేర్ రిలిజియన్ హెల్ప్స్. ఓ లార్డ్, యూ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ మీ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ బాడీ, దర్ ఫోర్ ఐ నీడ్ యువర్ సపోర్ట్. ఇన్ దట్ కేస్ అట్లీస్ట్ initially you have got a shared property. It is not my own property, shared with God. Later we can give to the Lord completely, that body I can give to the Lord completely. Therefore religion weakens dehabhimana and self-knowledge destroys dehabhimana. That's the difference. Religion weakens dehabhimana, self-knowledge destroys dehabhimana. And a person who has weakened the dehabhimana is called a vipaschit, discriminative person. ఈ సాధన చతుష్టయ సంపన్న. దిస్ ఈస్ తృతీయ విభక్తి యాక్చువలీ. సో తకారాంత పుల్లింగ విపశ్చిత్ శబ్ద. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఏకవచనం. సో బికాస్ ద సెంటెన్స్ ఇస్ ప్యాసివ్ వాయిస్ యాక్చువల్లీ, సో వి డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు వరీ అబౌట్ ఇట్. సో విపశ్చిత సహ ఆత్మా విజ్ఞేయ, బై ఎ డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ పర్సన్ దిస్ ఆత్మా హ్యాస్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్. సో దట్స్ వాట్ ది ఆచార్య సేస్. వి విల్ కంటిన్యూ విత్ ది రిమైనింగ్ డిస్కషన్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ వెబినార్. యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య యః పరస్సమహేశ్వరః. శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు. నారాయణ.